Good evening, and a blessed and merry Christmas to all of you. This evening we come together to celebrate a gift. A gift that was given to the world. Today, it seems in the world as if there's some sort of battle going on between Christianity and those who would reject that message. But from the church's side, there should be no battle. Jesus Christ did not come to bring fear or a battle. Rather, he came to bring peace with God. And this is something that unfortunately sometimes within Christianity we haven't portrayed properly. Because we want to sometimes talk about the God of punishment. The God who wants to go and collect all the things for our sins and punish us. That's not the God that came in the person of Jesus Christ, in that baby. You see, Jesus Christ came that we would not fear, that we would have peace, and that we would have joy. And because this is the reason that he came, I can bring you greetings of grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our text comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 8 through 20. And I would ask, as you are able, to please stand for the hearing of the Gospel. Reading in Jesus' name. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there with the angel, a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom he is pleased. And the angels went away with them into the heavens, and the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. And when they saw it, they made known the sayings that had been told to them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up these things and pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen as it was told to them. Amen. Please be seated. Each year at Christmas, we hear this narrative. Sometimes it seems like, well, isn't there something else? It kind of becomes rote. It loses some of its impact. Yet this is the reason that we even gather here tonight. This great gift that we've been given by God. This gift that's been given to all of mankind. A baby. Not a God of vengeance and wrath, but an innocent child born in lowly circumstances. Something very, very special happened on that evening. Something that changed the history of this world and put us here tonight. We hear of a God a lot of times who's not loving. And this is the reason that I think Christmas becomes so special. Because we hear who God truly is. The one that was announced to the shepherds that first night. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them. And the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. Now really, in looking at this narrative and at who was involved in this, we have to understand a little bit more about shepherds. Shepherds were considered to be unclean, not presentable within the temple, not presentable because they were dirty. Let's face it, they wandered around in the wilderness, they took care of dirty animals. This is a very lowly people. This is not the job you grew up as a kid going, I want to be a shepherd. Yet we've romanticized this story to the point that, you know, come time to do our Christmas program in Sunday school, you have no problem asking the kids, who wants to be a shepherd? Me. And that's true. Because we've made it to the point that people think it was a wonderful job. It was not. They are very lowly and rejected people. They really only hung out with their own. Now you would think that God would announce this right in the temple. Right with all the chief priests and all the holy and wonderful people. That's not who he goes to. He goes to people who struggle for their very existence. Fight wild animals and take care of animals. And these men were scared. It's dark, and the glory of the Lord shone about them. And the angel said to them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. And this is really a message not only for those shepherds, but for us tonight. Fear not. Do not be afraid. In the beginning of Luke, this is the announcement that comes. It comes to Zechariah, it comes to Mary, it now comes to the shepherds. And in Matthew, it came to Joseph. Do not be afraid. The whole announcement of the person of Jesus Christ and his coming in of the flesh was made known. Mankind, do not be afraid. This is not something that you need to be afraid of. We hear all the time, man, we got to be worried. Christ is coming back. We should be afraid. No. Fear not. His second coming is just like his first. He's coming for us. God is not out for our destruction. And that's really what the coming of Jesus Christ is and tells us. We like to think about God in kind of molded after us. When we're wronged, we want justice. We want revenge. But that's not the announcement of Christ's birth. The angels tell of good news and great joy for all people. The birth of Jesus Christ is for all mankind. His grace was bestowed on all of us. This means God loves all people. all nations, all races, everyone. Jesus Christ came as the Savior of the world. He came for you. He came for me. He came for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David, or in the city of David, a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Jesus Christ was born, yes, of the Jews. He was born from David, the King David's line on both sides in the human sense. He came to Israel, to Bethlehem. And in this, God was fulfilling His promise to the Israelites. And He was also fulfilling the promise that He made to them for the rest of us. That this Savior would come for all nations and all peoples. He came so that none of us would have to fear God. He didn't come as a conquering king with armies behind him. He came as a poor child, born in the lowliest of circumstances. God would have been justified in wiping out the human race. For we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But that's not what God did. God brought His Son into the world to redeem us. To redeem us from our fallen state. And so He sent His Son to go to the cross and shed His blood for the forgiveness of our sin. And instead of being justified by destroying us, He justifies us and makes us to be righteous. And He did this long before we could ever think of it, or ask for it. 2,000 years ago, give or take, He did this for us. For you and I today. So that we would not need to fear. We would not need to fear death. We would not need to fear sin. And we would not need to fear the devil. Christianity isn't about fear. Or it never should be. Christianity should be about what God has done for us through His Son, Jesus Christ, in sending us a gift, in forgiving us, in showing us His love. And Jesus Christ is the proof of that love. And He goes on to tell the angel goes on to tell the shepherds what they're going to find. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom He is pleased. You see, this is another one that people forget about during the year. We don't hear this verse all that often, or these verses. But the angels come and say, give glory to God. And among men, and on earth, peace. Now this is not really a peace between that we're going to have peace always here on earth. But this is a peace between God and mankind. God has now declared His peace with us. He is no longer out to get us. And in fact, He has said, no. We are not at war any longer. I have sent my Son. And the other things that the angels say is that He is well pleased with us. Not something you hear too often, but it is true. It was true then and it is true today. Because when God sees mankind, He no longer sees us and our individual sin and those shortcomings that we have. What He sees is His Son. That innocent one, the Lamb of God. God is pleased with you. What a wonderful message. Most of the time when we look at ourselves in the mirror, we're not very pleased with ourselves. When we're truly honest. But God has promised us through His Son, Jesus Christ, that He doesn't even remember our sins. That's how far He's washed them away. And He is pleased with you, and He loves you. This morning, or this afternoon, I was listening to Christmas music, choral Christmas music, off my computer. And there were a few times when songs were sang where I was in absolute awe in thinking about what they were singing about. And I was sitting here tonight and listening to Hark the Herald, which is, if you were here last year, you know, one of my favorite, or probably my favorite Christmas hymn. And it awes me. Even now, to think about this great gift, to think about God's ability to forgive us when we don't deserve it, and to love us. And that's really what grace is all about. And that's what the Christmas season is all about. That we would love. When we think about gifts, and this to me is one of the best ways to explain this in a worldly sense, and it's something that we can certainly understand, especially those of us who are parents. We talk about Santa Claus. At times. And I know now I'm getting like, what is he doing? But if Santa Claus is coming to your house, and you may say this at home, well, if you don't behave, you're not going to get anything from Santa. But how many parents would beg Santa to make sure that their children got their presents? Grace. Gifts, even to the undeserving. And that's what God has done for us. He sent us His gift in this little baby. And of course the shepherds, they hear about this gift and they want to go see it. And when the angels went away from them and into the heavens, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And in haste, they went and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. And when they saw it, they made known the sayings that had been told to them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what had been told them. And here's your first witnesses. Your first that go out and tell people what God has told them about the promise. Gone on to broadcast that, hey, the Savior is here. The one who is going to save us. And Mary, the mother, sits in wonder, trying to figure all this stuff out. But Mary treasured all these things, pondering them in her heart. This young lady whom God chose to raise His Son. A babe is helpless. And this is how our God came to us the first time in the flesh. As a young child, as a baby, needing a mother to take care of it, to feed it, to clothe it, to bathe it. He could do nothing on His own. God put His Son in the hands of mankind. And in return, we as human beings rejected Him. But He didn't reject us. He allowed Himself to be hung on the cross, to shed His blood, and forgave us. And this is really the conclusion of the Christmas story and His raising again from the dead to give us new life. But as we leave here tonight, our job is to be like the shepherds in the end. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen as it had been told to them. As we leave here tonight, as we gather with our friends and family, that we would praise God for the gift that we have received, for the forgiveness that we have been given through Jesus Christ, for the way that God has decided to treat us, not with wrath that we should be afraid, but rather that we would fear not, and that we would understand His grace and His mercy and His love for each and every one of us. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before You and we give You thanks that You have sent Your Son, that tonight we can come together and celebrate His birth, that great gift. Father, that we can look to that moment is the moment that we as human beings were able to see in the flesh Your promise of forgiveness. And we ask, Father, that You would help us by the power of Your Holy Spirit to cling each and every day of the year to this Christmas message. This message of not being afraid of You. But Father, of praising You and giving You thanks for the forgiveness that we have received through You, through Your Son. Father, as we go throughout this Christmas season, as we go to and fro, help us to remember this. Keep us safe in our travels. And Father, let it be a blessed time for family and friends to gather together and enjoy fellowship with one another. In Jesus' name, amen. Raise your heads and your hearts and receive the Lord's benediction. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His everlasting peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.